This is Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Central American country of Honduras doesn't usually make it into the American news until recently, when President Trump became enraged about a migrant caravan traveling through Mexico to the U.S. Most of those migrants were from Honduras. Hondurans flee their country for a number of reasons. Poverty. In 2014, almost 20% of its people lived on less than $2 a day. Safety, its homicide rates rank among the worst in the world. In addition, American dollars support its government that's grown more authoritarian since its president Juan Orlando Hernandez took power after a coup in 2009. Now, a coalition of Bay Area faith leaders and activists want Americans to better understand the country by hearing directly from people on the front lines of human rights work. KALW's Judy Silber went to a Berkeley church where a Honduran priest known as Padre Melo spoke last week, and she brought back this report.
A crowd of about 60 people sits scattered in the pews of St. John's Presbyterian Church in Berkeley. They sing Caminando, or walking in English, a nod to the millions of Mexicans and Central Americans who have journeyed to the United States in search of a better life. Tonight, a 61-year-old Jesuit priest named Ismael Moreno speaks about the conditions pushing people out of his country, Honduras. There, Moreno is affectionately known as Padre Melo. Earlier, he complained of tiredness brought on by medicine for the painful arthritis in his hands. But now, speaking about his country, his voice fills with energy.
Pero Honduras es el país, etc.
He says the world perceives Honduras as the etc. country. Etc. because it's usually grouped with other Central American countries from which migrants have fled to the U.S. People know El Salvador, Guatemala, and Nicaragua from bloody civil wars of the 1980s and the refugees who sought asylum. But Americans don't know much about Honduras, nor the root causes of a crisis that is causing an exodus.
En Honduras tenemos, es un país inmensamente rico, todas las condiciones para vivir en dignidad hoy y en el futuro.
Padre Melo says Honduras is rich in natural resources, plenty for its people to live in dignity. It has beautiful landscapes, water, and mineral wealth, and yet its people are among the poorest in the Americas. He says the policies of an undemocratic government further widen the gap between rich and poor, including mining and hydroelectric dams that force rural communities off their land. For speaking out like this, Moreno's life is at risk.
So we are concerned that they might be targeting Father Melo and his team, you know, his human rights defenders.
Jose Artiga is executive director of the Berkeley Share Foundation. For more than 35 years, it supported El Salvadoran human rights. But recently, it also joined forces with a coalition of Bay Area faith leaders as part of an effort to bring attention to Honduras. The group is organizing delegations to visit the country. They also invited Padre Melo here to raise his profile and hopefully lend some protection. The priest has received death threats. His name has also appeared on propaganda leaflets that name him as a promoter of violence.
So that's a heavy-duty accusation that could end up in the assassination. The reason why we got concerned is because it's exactly what happened in El Salvador.
In El Salvador, pro-government forces accused Archbishop Oscar Romero of being a guerrilla. In 1980, the military assassinated him, and his death touched off a civil war.
Más de 100 años. Bajo las políticas económicas de los gobiernos de Estados Unidos.
Padre Melo tells the Berkeley audience that for more than 100 years, the country has lived beneath U.S. political and economic policies responsible for the social conditions now pushing people out. At the Berkeley Church where Padre Melo speaks, Hondurans listening say he is speaking truth.
Padre Melo, who, one, is not only a symbol of hope, a human rights defender, but he's really this alternative voice for us to understand what has happened in Honduras.
Christopher Lopez is the child of a Honduran immigrant.
And for him to be here and directly communicate what's not being covered in the mainstream media, that's a fresher breath air. And just this invigorating sense of hope, knowing that the fight continues.
Back in the 80s, the Bay Area showed up in the fight for human rights in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua. Activists raised awareness, collected money, and helped establish the Sanctuary Church movement. The hope is Padre Melo's visit will establish a new level of engagement, this time with Honduras.
So the last thing we're going to do is really have a time of blessing, and we want to invite Father Melo to come into the middle. And also,
the church audience gathers to the stage to pray for Padre Melo's protection.
Damos gracias por Padre Melo, sigue usando como profeta de su pueblo, en el nombre de Jesús.
In the reality that is Honduras today, the prayer feels hopeful and also necessary. For Cross Currents, I'm Judy Silber in Berkeley.